Let's do some verb juggling and accelerate your fluency. Imitieren is to imitate or to mimic. Imitieren, to mimic. How would you say, I mimic? Ich imitiere. How would you say, you mimic? Du imitierst. How would you say, I mimic the accent? Ich imitiere den Akzent. Den Akzent. Why do we say den? Because actually the accent in German is der Akzent. So it's a masculine noun, der Akzent. But imitieren is an accusative verb, so it triggers accusative endings and articles. And the masculine accusative article is den. So we say, ich imitiere den Akzent. How would you say, you mimic the accent? Du imitierst den Akzent. How would you say, I can mimic the accent? Ich kann den Akzent imitieren. You see, here we're using two verbs. Ich kann, I can. Now imitieren is in the infinitive form and kicked to the very end because we have two verbs. Whenever you have two verbs, you have to kick the second verb to the very end. Ich kann den Akzent imitieren. So we say in German, I can the accent mimic. How would you say, I cannot mimic the accent? Ich kann den Akzent nicht imitieren. How would you say, unfortunately, I cannot mimic the accent? Leider kann ich den Akzent nicht imitieren. Unfortunately, leider. And you see, leider is at the first position, and the second position is always the main verb. So we say in German, unfortunately, can I not the accent mimic? Leider kann ich den Akzent nicht imitieren. Or leider kann ich nicht den Akzent imitieren. Where you put the nicht is not so important. What is key is that leider kann is at the second position fixed, and ich now not at the first position as usual, the subject is now placed after the verb, and the second verb imitieren is kicked to the very end. Leider kann ich den Akzent nicht imitieren. How would you say, can you mimic the accent? Kannst du den Akzent imitieren? How would you say, can you mimic my accent? Kannst du meinen Akzent imitieren? You see, meinen. We carry on the same ending, en, den Akzent. We say meinen Akzent, because it's still accusative and we need the accusative ending for the masculine noun Akzent. Kannst du meinen Akzent imitieren? How would you say, can you mimic his accent? Kannst du seinen Akzent imitieren? How would you say, can you mimic her accent? Kannst du ihren Akzent imitieren? You see, his is seinen or sein. Here in this case, seinen, because it's accusative. And her is ihr, or here ihren Akzent, her accent, ihren Akzent. How would you say, I cannot mimic his accent? Ich kann seinen Akzent nicht imitieren. How would you say, I cannot mimic her accent? Ich kann ihren Akzent nicht imitieren. How would you say, can you mimic the German accent? Kannst du den deutschen Akzent imitieren? So the German accent, den deutschen Akzent. Notice, deutschen, also with an en at the end. You can here keep a very simple rule in mind. Once en, always en. Also for the adjectives that follow. So den deutschen Akzent. Kannst du den deutschen Akzent imitieren? How would you say, unfortunately, I cannot mimic the German accent. Leider kann ich nicht den deutschen Akzent imitieren. How would you say, unfortunately, I cannot mimic the German accent very good. Leider kann ich den deutschen Akzent nicht so gut imitieren. So not very good or not so good, nicht so gut. Leider kann ich, keep in mind, leider, first position, kann, has to follow in German. So we say unfortunately, can I. Leider kann ich den deutschen Akzent nicht so gut imitieren. And imitieren kicked to the very end. How would you say, unfortunately, I cannot mimic his German accent? Leider kann ich seinen deutschen Akzent nicht imitieren. How would you say, unfortunately, I cannot mimic her German accent? Very good. Leider kann ich ihren deutschen Akzent nicht so gut imitieren. Great! Next time we'll go through the verb werben, to advertise. Werben, to advertise. Like when you say, we need to advertise for the company. So, here's what I want you to do now. Take this verb now and juggle it around. Build just three simple sentences, saying them out loud. Just three simple sentences. This will take you just 1 minute. In the next episode, you'll hear my take on this verb. So, talk to you soon. Bis bald. If you want to get the script and translation of the key sample sentences I use in each podcast lesson, just head over to herrprofessor.com/podcast and sign up to my newsletter at the top of the page. And in order to receive my emails, make sure to confirm your subscription in the first email I send you. In each email, I will add the link to the podcast lesson and all the key sample sentences I use. Talk to you soon. Bis bald.